afternoon. It's 3 minutes past one thereabouts from ABC 1026 AM and Stereo 101, and until 2 o'clock this afternoon, this is Dave Windsor in Monte Carlo for the final programme, and this week the second look at the World Tax-Free Exhibition in Nice. We begin with Eurythmics.
No one on earth could be like me.
And Angel Heaven. There must be an angel playing with my... It's ABC Radio 1026 AM and Stereo 101. Dave Windsor till 2 o'clock this afternoon on the final, sadly to say, Dave Windsor in Monte Carlo program. Now, last week, as this week, we're looking at the World Tax-Free Exhibition, which has been taking place recently in Nice. And as we mentioned in last week's programme, Grant Bonner is the Communications Manager of International Duty Free for British American Tobacco. And as we also mentioned in last week's programme, BAT have chartered a motor yacht, which has been moored in Nice Harbour for this year. And as we've already heard in the exhibition centre itself, the John Player racing car is to be seen. Our reporter, Claire Zaleri-Gray, asked Grant Bonner, how long JPS have been involved in Formula One racing?
John Player were one of the very first companies to realise the enormous potential of Grand Prix racing as an advertising publicity medium. John Player Special probably was the first commercial sponsor to back a team, and that team was JPS Team Lotus, and that's a successful relationship which goes now back to 1968, I believe.
Who was actually racing at that time?
In those days, it would have been Graham Hill who was driving the car in 1968. In that year, actually, Graham actually won the championship in the Gold Leaf red and gold colours, but, as you know, was sadly killed in that year after he'd won that championship.
Are you doing well at the moment?
Yes, we seem to be doing extremely well this season. As you know, Elio De Angelis is one of our drivers who's been with us for a few years now. He's been performing consistently through the year and won the San Marino Grand Prix earlier on. Ayrton Senna, the new Brazilian superstar who has really made his mark in Formula One this year, is doing extremely well. He's actually won two Grand Prix this year, the latest one being in Belgium just last week. He's been in pole position, front row of the grid, on no less than six occasions this year. So hopefully, when Brands Hatch comes up next weekend, he's going to come and do the business again for us.
That was Grant Bonner, the communications manager of International Duty Free for British American Tobacco, talking to our reporter from Riviera 104, Claire Soleri Gray, about the JPS racing car and how long they've been involved in Formula One racing. In a moment, later on in the programme, we'll be having a look at some of the other exhibitors who are currently taking place, or who have, I should say, been taking a part in the World Tax-Free Exhibition in Nice.
JEPI International for property.
Thinking of selling? Thinking of buying?
JEPI International.
Property to rent. Property managed.
JEPI International.
For friendly advice, call in and see us at 15 Boulevard Albert Premier, a few doors down from Barclays Bank in Antibes.
JEPI International, 340576. 340576.
on the Chinese Wall. 16 minutes past one. Dave Windsor in Monte Carlo till 2 o'clock this afternoon when Roddy comes along to kiss his Blarney once again. And we're looking at the World Tax-Free Exhibition, which has been taking place recently in Nice. Now, one of the other people who is heavily involved with the tax-free exhibition is Theo Ingold, who is managing director of Chromo Switzerland, the official producers of John Player Special watches for the continent, UK, Middle East and the Far East. And he spoke to us earlier on.
We have actually three different collections. I would say popular one is the Formula One Connect collection, which has to do with the involvement of John Player Special with Team Lotus. As we all know, we have had a very good season so far with Ayrton Senna and Elio De Angelis. And that has helped to make JPS watch is more popular throughout Europe. We then have a collection called Prestige, which is a collection aimed at people who want something more special. And then we have a collection which is really very popular, that's called the John Player Swiss watch, which is a watch at around £30 retailing, totally Swiss. It is waterproof and has all the features you need to tell the time. The whole story is rather interesting. It started with the late Colin Chapman, owner of Team Lotus, who was a personal friend of mine, and who gave me an introduction with the president of some of the big tobacco groups, and then they thought it was a good idea to produce a watch with this fantastic monogram JPS. I've been doing it now for about 2 years, and Nice is the first avenue to launch these watches for the duty-free or tax-free shops or airlines or ferries.
Will they be available on the Côte d'Azur soon, or not?
Oh, here I really have to disappoint you, because we are actually not allowed to sell it in French territory except for Ochtax duty-free shops at Nice or Paris or other places.
And that was Theo Ingold, and he was the managing director of Chromo Switzerland, who actually put together the JPS logo on the JPS watches. Riviera 104 and Dave Windsor in Monte Carlo on ABC in Waterford.
The next time you're visiting Rockerbroom Village, remember to call into the Bar Fontaine. It's open from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day, and the friendly staff will give you a warm welcome. Bar snacks are always available, and La Fontaine is the only place in France that serves Furstenberg beer on draft. It's very popular with English-speaking people and has an English dartboard with regular matches. You're always welcome at the Bar Fontaine in the centre of Rockerroom Village.
Tonight, I can feel the good times coming on. Out on the street, the beat is burning bright, and every fantasy is filled inside a song. Innovation slowly slip away. The look inside your eyes can say it all. You can't fight the magic of a night like this. Got to get on up, keep it to love and see. One more rhythm to start you dreaming. There's one more groove you can try. Got to keep on dancing till morning light, because there's one more rhythm to ride. The dance don't be smoking to the beat. Perfect time for love's everywhere. When I hold your body, boogie ballet bays and candlelight. Ooh, this is the moment only love can see. Gotta take a chance on this place and never say goodnight. No, oh, there's no rhythm to start you dreaming. There's no groove you can try. Got to keep on dancing till morning light, cause there's one more rhythm to ride. Never over. As long as love is in your heart, girl, everything you do just keeps me wanting you.
especially for Dave Hunt. Good afternoon to you, mate. Your sort of music, I'm sure. Mine as well. It's fabulous stuff. The album It's Your Night, that comes from James Ingram, and the title of the particular track we played is One More Rhythm. Riviera 104 in Monte Carlo, Dave Windsor here on ABC, 1026 AM and Stereo 101, and we're currently looking at the World Tax-Free Exhibition in Nice. A very good afternoon to you if you've just joined us. Now, Rebecca Ratige, it's her job to cover for her job for newspapers, actually, to cover the situation down in Nice and provide information to the trade press in the United Kingdom with coverage of the exhibition. And our man, Pete Twist, asked her about the magazine and also her impression on the first exhibition to be held on the Côte d'Azur in Nice.
Our circulation is really mainly BAT UK and export employees. We have a circulation of about 4,000, which includes pensioners. Associate companies also like to receive the newspaper to get a picture of what's happening at BAT UK and EE.
What is the general impression then of this first exhibition here on the Côte d'Azur?
I think it provides a very useful opportunity for senior executives from the main three BAT companies that have chartered this yacht. I've spoken to most of our people here and they found it very useful exercise. Not just BAT feels is important, but our customers feel is very important. They want to see us here. As far as the exhibition itself is concerned, I think it's I find it very exciting because I think the standard of exhibits is extremely high. It's bound to each year, I think, improve the standard of the communications and the display standards, and the message one gets really is that duty-free is a very, very special market indeed.
That was Rebecca Ratige, editor of Tobacco News, the internal newspaper for British American Tobacco, UK and export, talking to Pete Twist. New and just in, jeans for the young and young at heart by Oakes from Gianfranco Ferré. Ladies and gents jeans by Oakes from Gianfranco Ferré. Available now from Davinson's, Via Gioberti 21, San Remo.
After all my words said, when my eyelids close, it's the weight of 100 years. Please let me down easy, let me down easy. My boat can slip away into a calm sea. Let me come easy. I know there'll be nothing to fear. Let me come easy. Let me come easy. Let me come easy. Let me down easy. My body slips away out into weightlessness. Let me down easy. Now I know that there's nothing to fear. Let me down easy. Let me down easy. Let me down easy. Let me down easy. When I lift my aching heart after it's been torn apart, when my tears have flowed on the tide of 100 seas. Let me down easy. There's a better time waiting for me. Let me down easy. Let me down easy. Let me down easy. Let me down easy.
Stranglers. And let me down easy. 28 minutes. well, it's past one thereabouts from ABC AM 1026 and Stereo 101. I should have said 1026 AM. Nicholson is with me. Windsor on the wireless till 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's 2 o'clock ABC World News, followed by Roddy Clear's Kissing the Blarney and all the latest sports from Connor Halpin. Morning, Connor. How are you doing?
All right.
Good. Excellent. Now, we're looking at the World Tax-Free Exhibition in Nice, in case you hadn't gathered. If you just joined us, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme. Dave Windsor here doing it for you in Monte Carlo. And we're now looking at some of the other people, apart from British American Tobacco and John Player Special, that have been taking part in the exhibition. Now, Francois Laurent is the managing director of Christian Dior Perfume, marketing a perfume with the unusual name, peculiarly enough, of Poison. We asked him why they use such a name.
I think because poison is the name, it's the name of the emotion, it's a name, it's a very old name, it's also the name of the controversial.
It's black, this perfume almost, isn't it?
No, it's not black, it's dark blue, purple, it's amethyst.
And what's it aimed at? It's very expensive, I understand.
No, it's not so expensive, it's a normal, it's a price for such luxury items, yeah.
There are new titles arriving every week.
With hundreds of films already in stock, including the top 50 titles.
And membership is absolutely free.
There's a free delivery service.
And special long-term film rentals.
You tried the rest, now try the best. Mr. James British Video, Gallery de Port, on team. Telephone on the 93 exchange, 341541. 93341541.
Broadcasting to Dungarvan, Waterford, Carrick and your town on 1026 AM and Stereo 101.
Mine.
That's Heaven 17 from their latest LP, This Is Mine, and that's the album How Men Are. Riviera 104, Dave Windsor this side, ABC 1026 and Stereo 101, looking at the World Tax Free Exhibition in Nice, in case you haven't gathered, and some of the other exhibitors we're looking at now who have been taking part on the Wealth Princess and also have had stands down in the Acropolis in Nice. One of them is the Famous Names Chocolate Company from Bristol in England, better known for such things as Elizabeth Shaw mint chocolates, amongst others. And you may ask why a company like this would want involvement in a tax-free exhibition. Well, they don't just do chocolates. The main part of their chocolates are liqueurs, including things like Malibu, Harvey's, Hague, and Martel. And they're all liqueurs which are put into the chocolates. Edward Dixon is the sales and marketing director from the Famous Names Chocolate Company in Bristol.
Oh, we sell a lot of chocolates through duty-free outlets, particularly in England and Heathrow, where we are represented in all the terminals on both the land side and the duty-free side. We sell duty-free through all the ferries coming out of England and all the other airports in England.
Is there a lot of saving on buying chocolates duty-free?
Well, there's an absolute minimum saving against high street prices of 15%, but it is often very much greater than that, because not only does the consumer save the VAT, but they also save, in the case of the liqueur chocolates, the duty. We've been very busy indeed. We've had a lot of customers here. We've had some very exciting prospects from our point of view as an English company. We've had people from South America that we're interested in. We've had people from parts of Africa that we don't deal with, from the Far East that we don't deal with. We have given them background on the company and on our product, and we shall be following this up after the exhibition.
That was Edward Dixon, the sales and marketing director of the Famous Names Chocolate Company from Bristol in England. Elegant, exclusive, and available. Just some of the words that describe Darvinsons of San Remo, outfitters for men, women, and children, specializing in superb, made-to-measure garments to suit all occasions. Darvinsons have a tradition of quality which is already known by fashion-conscious Italians. But do you know about Darvinsons? To look chic and particularly well-dressed, ask for Darvinsons. Their multilingual staff are happy to provide that extra special treatment that comes with top quality. Darvinsons, Via Gioberti, San Remo.
ABC, the music
this is John Forsythe of Dynasty, and believe me, when I'm on the Côte d'Azur, when I want to hear the sound of an English voice and the sound of some pretty doggone good music, too, I always listen to Riviera 104.
Taken in square rooms, a human without illusion. Set range on earth, set faces that when we come to you. Is the world of this love of moving nowhere? Hands gone cold, the wind stops, the clouds go away, all alone. Oh, 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 I know I can feel the, I can feel the.
That's Al Cawley. Square Room. Dave Windsor in Monte Carlo for the last time today. Hope you're enjoying the program. Round about 20 to 2 on board. And Patrick Moniot, as we mentioned earlier in earlier programs, is the president of the World Tax-Free Exhibition. And as it's now over, before it finished, we asked him how much success he attributed to this year's exhibition.
As far as the visitors are concerned, I think that we are very impressed by the number of people which attend the exhibition today. And I think that we're roughly arriving to something like 3,000 people since the very beginning. Concerning the business in the whole exhibition, I think that everybody is satisfied, and tomorrow morning we are going to have another meeting. This meeting is supposed to have all the exhibitors, that means 430 different companies, and the object of this meeting is to listen to the trade, to know what was nice, what was wrong, and also to decide about the next formula for the committee, which will be in charge of the next exhibition. Obviously, during this meeting, we're going to ask all the people which will be there to tell us where they want to go next year, and also what they have accepted in Nice, and what they are looking for the next year.
That was Patrick Moniot, who is the president of the World Tax-Free Exhibition, telling us how he attributed the success of this year's exhibition held in Nice. That's us, 10:26 a.m. and Stereo 101 in Waterford City and to the southeast of Ireland, 24 hours a day, the music leader, ABC Radio. If you come to the Côte d'Azur, it's 104 FM on your dial, Riviera 104. The music leader to the Côte d'Azur, this is Agneta Folskog from Sweden.
Some girls want to play with you. I want to tell them they never learn. I want to know.
get a false card from the album The Eyes of a Woman, and I won't let you go. No chance at all. 4-2 ABC, Stereo 101. And for the last time, Dave Windsor in Monte Carlo looking at the World Tax Free Exhibition, which has been going on in Nice. And later on, the last interview in the programme, we'll be talking to a few people about their ideas about what's going to happen next year. Back to 1984, last year, a big hit all over Europe. This is Wang Chung and a song called Dance Hall Days. Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line, give us a response for the programme, it's ABC Radio 4 Arundel Square in Waterford City. As I often used to say in the station, sing.
Take your baby by the hand and make us do a handstand. And take your baby by the heel and do the next thing that you feel. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool on craze when I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, share in what was true or unsaid. Dance all day long. Take your baby by the hand and pull her close and there. And take your babies by the ears and play upon her darkest fears. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy when I, you, and everyone we knew to believe, do, sharing what was true. Dance all day long. Dance all day. Dance all day long. Take your baby by the wrist and in her mouth an amethyst, and in a rush you step by blue. And you need her and she needs you. And you need her and she needs you. And you need her and she needs you. And you need her and she needs you.
Wang Chung.
And you need her and she needs you. We were so in phase.
And the dance hall days.
In a dance hall.
Don't forgetting Kissing the Blarney this afternoon with Roddy Clear. We can hear all the latest from the sports front with Connor Halpin. Does a great job on a Saturday afternoon and then right through the afternoon in the programme Saturday special part one between 4 and 7. Dave Winter this side taking a look at the World Tax Free Exhibition currently taking place in Nice.
Recognize Red Label.
Riviera 104 covering the tax-free World Exhibition in Nice. Brought to you by John Player Special.
Trial and error true. With you were to visit there.
Pritchett.
She's so kind.
And she's so beautiful. Final moment of the programme, 2 o'clock world news, and then Roddy Clear kissing the blondie. Had a lot of wipes this afternoon. Do a good one, lads. Now, Grant Bonner is communications manager, as we told you before, of international duty free for British American Tobaccos. And we asked him how he felt he would sum up the exhibition currently taking place in Nice this year, and also BAT's plans for next year.
Well, certainly from the point of view of the JPS Formula One car in the Acropolis, that certainly seems to have generated a great deal of interest from people. I've been very surprised at the number of people that have come along and have known almost as much about the car as I did, actually. We've tested a few of their reactions with our little racing driver device, and we haven't yet found a new Ayrton Senna, but a couple of people have been very fast at 9 o'clock in the morning. We've seen a lot of our major customers. We've had good meetings with a number of them, and we've firmed up a number of things that we've been talking about over the short term and the longer term as well.
So how about next year then? What are your plans?
We have not laid finally any plans for next year. Obviously we'll go back, we'll run a critique on what we've done here, we'll analyse it, we'll see what we've done here, and we'll make that decision probably later on this year, depending on where it is and what the organisation is going to be.
That's Grant Bonner, communications manager of BAT, talking to Pete Twist of Riviera 104 about his feelings of how the exhibition has gone, and also about BAT's plans for next year. Weeks you've been listening to ABC Radio between 1 and 2 with Dave Windsor in Monte Carlo, looking at the World Tax-Free Exhibition in Nice. And that about wraps it up, apart from a few final words from the people who are taking part in this exhibition.
Just as a final word from John Player Special and from BAT, I'd like to thank everybody on board the Welsh Princess, certainly for the way that they've handled the operation here. I'd like to wish everybody who has been to...